This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi tamoto, MPR.
I'm Adam Clayton, and this is the 80s at 8. It's the week of April the 14th, and here we go. It's your hour of great music from the 1980s. First up this week is a song written by German music producer Jack White, originally released in 1978 by German singer Mark Seberg, and featured on his 1979 album California Gold. 10 years later, American actor and singer David Hasselhoff covered the song as a lead single from his third album of the same name. The song was released in December 1988. It became David Hasselhoff's biggest international hit, reaching number one in Germany for 8 weeks, in Switzerland for 4 weeks, and Austria for 1 week. David Hasselhoff performed this song before throngs of pro-German reunification activists at the Berlin Wall on New Year's Eve 1989, mere weeks after the wall had begun to be taken down. It's David Hasselhoff and Looking for Freedom.
One morning in June, some 20 years ago, I was born a rich man's son. I had everything that money could buy, but freedom I had none. I've been looking for freedom. I've been looking so long. I've been looking for freedom. Still the search goes on. I've been looking for freedom.
You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was David Hasselhoff and Looking for Freedom from 1988. Up next is a song written and originally recorded by the Strangeloves in 1965. English new wave group Bow Wow Wow released their version in 1982 as the first and only single from their EP, The Last of the Mohicans. It was a top 10 hit in their native United Kingdom. For many in America, this song was their first introduction to young lead singer Annabelle Lewin and the band, who partnered with producer Kenny Laguna to record the song at Criteria Studios in Miami, Florida. The song barely scraped the top 60 there, but became an enduring new wave classic. It reached number 86 on VH1's 100 Greatest Songs of the 80s, number 8 on VH1's 100 Greatest One-Hit Wonders of the 80s. It's Bow Wow Wow and I Want Candy. This is the 80s at 8, and that was Bow Wow Wow and I Want Candy from 1982. Up next is the 11th single by English new wave band Duran Duran, released in April 1984. The song was heavily remixed for single release and was the third and last to be taken from their third studio album, Seven and the Ragged Tiger. This song became the band's most successful single, topping the UK chart in May 1984. It was their second UK number one after 1983's Is There Something I Should Know, and would prove to be their last. The single entered the charts in America in April 1984 at number 46, became Duran Duran's first of two singles to hit number one on the US Billboard Hot 100 in June 1984, and was a huge hit internationally, including New Zealand, where it reached number 6. It's Duran Duran with The Reflex. You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Duran Duran with The Reflex from 1984. Up next is a song by English musician Elton John, with music by Elton John and Davy Johnston, and lyrics by Bernie Taupin. Released as the first single from his 17th studio album, Too Low for Zero. The song was released in April 1983. It was the first single since 1975's Someone Saved My Life Tonight to feature the classic lineup of the Elton John Band. The song became one of Elton John's biggest hits of the 1980s in the United States, holding at number 2 for 4 weeks on the Adult Contemporary chart and reaching number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100. It also reached the top 10 in 5 countries, including the UK, peaking at number 5. It was also featured on the film soundtrack to Peter's Friends in 1992. It's Elton John, and I guess that's why they call it the blues.
Don't wish it away, don't look at it like it's forever. Between you and me, I could honestly say that things can only get better. And while I'm away, dust out the demons inside. Before you and me run to the place in our hearts where we hide. And I guess that's why they call it the blues. Time on my hands, could be time spent with you. Loving like children, living like lovers. Space, picture my face in your hands. Live for each second without hesitation, and never forget I'm your man. Wait on me, girl. Cry in the night if it helps. I guess that's why they call it the blues.
This is the 80s at 8, and that was Elton John, and I guess that's why they call it the blues, from 1983. Up next is a song written and recorded by Bruce Springsteen, which first appeared on his 1982 solo album Nebraska. The song was released in October 1982. Bruce Springsteen has often played the song in a full band arrangement in concert. The lyrics depict a young couple's escape to Atlantic City, New Jersey, but it also wrestles with rebirth and the inevitability of death. The man in the relationship intends to take a job in organized crime upon arriving in Atlantic City, due at least partly to desperation over his debts. In 2012, following Hurricane Sandy, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie quoted the song's chorus during a cameo on Saturday Night Live. It's Bruce Springsteen with Atlantic City.
Well, they blew up a chicken man in Philly last night. Now they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk they're getting ready for a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can do. Now there's trouble busting in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble out on the promenade, and the gambling commission's hanging on by the skin of its teeth. Well, now everything dies, baby, that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair pretty, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Well, I got a job and tried to put my money away, but I got debts that no honest man can pay. So I drew what I had from the Central Trust, and I bought us two tickets on that Coast City bus. Now, baby, everything dies, honey, that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, put your hair up, baby, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City. It's getting cold, and maybe everything dies, baby, that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. I've been looking for a job, but it's hard to find. Down here it's just winners and losers, and don't get caught on the wrong side of that line. Well, I'm tired of coming out on this losing end. So honey, last night I met this guy, and I'm gonna do a little favor for him. Well, I guess everything dies, baby, that's a fact. Maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Is your hair up nice? Is that up?
Yeah. You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Bruce Springsteen with Atlantic City from 1982. Coming up after the break here on the 80s at 8, more great music of the 1980s.
If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. NPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out npr.nz for more information.
Welcome back to the 80s at 8. I'm Adam Clayton. Now up next is a song by English singer Holly Johnson, released in March 1989 as the second single from his debut solo album Blast. It was written by Holly Johnson and produced by Andy Richards and Steve Lovell, with additional production from Dan Hartman. The song reached number 4 in the United Kingdom and was a commercial success across Europe, topping the Austrian singles chart and peaking at number 3 on the Eurochart Hot 100. In New Zealand, it reached number 10. A music video was filmed to promote the single. This featured an affluent American family and their somewhat poorer but good-hearted neighbours, each watching a televised lottery show. It's Holly Johnson with Americanos.
Americanos, blue jeans and chinos. in the land of the free, you can be what you wanna be.
You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Holly Johnson with Americanos from 1989. Up next is a song by British-American rock band Fleetwood Mac from their 14th studio album Tango in the Night. It was written by band member Christine McVie and her then-husband Eddie Quintella, with lead vocals performed primarily by Christine McVie. The chorus features backing vocals by Lindsay Buckingham and Stevie Nicks. The song was released in August 1987 as the third single from Tango in the Night. Christine McVie recalled that she wrote the song at her pool with a pad and paper. On its release, the single stayed at number one for 4 weeks on the US Billboard Adult Contemporary chart and number four on the Billboard Hot 100 in November 1987. In New Zealand, it reached number nine. It's Fleetwood Mac and Little Lies. This is the 80s at 8, and that was Fleetwood Mac with Little Lies from 1987. Up next is a song by Swedish rock band Europe, released in February 1986. It was written by lead singer Joey Tempest, and it was based on a keyboard riff he made in the early 1980s, with lyrics inspired by David Bowie's Space Oddity. It was originally made to just be a concert opener, and it is the first single and title track from the band's third studio album. The music video by Nick Morris, made to promote the single, has received over 1 billion views on YouTube. The video features footage from the band's two concerts at Solnahallen in Solna, Sweden, as well as extra footage of the sound checks and footage from Stockholm. The song became an instant success on the charts worldwide upon its release, reaching number one in 25 countries. It's Europe with the final countdown. You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Europe with the Final Countdown from 1986. Up next is a 1983 song by British duo Eurythmics, and the opening track from their third studio album, Touch. It was written by group members Annie Lennox and David A. Stewart, and produced by David Stewart. The song was released in January 1984 as the album's third single in the UK and in the United States as the first single. It became Eurythmics' second top 10 US hit, peaking at number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100. The song hit number 8 on the UK singles chart, becoming their fifth consecutive top 10 single in their home country. The music video, featuring both Annie Lennox and Dave Stewart, was released in December 1983, a month before the single came out. It's Eurythmics, and Here Comes the Rain Again.
Thank you.
This is the 80s at 8, and that was Eurythmics, and Here Comes the Rain Again from 1984. This week's last song was written by Maria McKee and recorded by Northern Irish singer Fergal Sharkey, released as the first single from his self-titled debut album. It was released in September 1985 and became a number one hit in the United Kingdom, Australia, Belgium, Ireland, and the Netherlands. The song was Fergal Sharkey's only number one single and stayed at the top of the UK singles chart for 2 weeks in November 1985. However, it fared less well in the United States, peaking at number 74 on the Billboard Hot 100. But in New Zealand, it reached number 3. Texas-based singer-songwriter-guitarist Chris McKay performed a version of the song featured on the soundtrack for the 1989 Patrick Swayze movie Roadhouse. It's Fergal Sharkey with A Good Heart.
I suppose they could be true, all about love and what it can do to you. Highest risk of striking out, the risk of getting hurt, and still I have so much to learn.
Hard these days, it's hard to
You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Fergal Sharkey with A Good Heart from 1985. And that's it for the 80s at 8 for this week. Now, if you haven't already, make sure you check out our website at Manawa Two Peoples Radio. Just go to npr.nz/show/the80s at 8. Also, follow me on X, formerly Twitter, at Adam Claydon. So until next time, have a great week. Bye for now.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.